ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. So if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now today's first story comes from EitherEconomy793 and says, "Am I the asshole for telling my husband, I told you so, and laughing when we got the paternity test results? I, 27 female, I've been married to my husband, 28 male, for 2 years, and gave birth to our daughter 5 weeks ago. I tried to keep this short so I don't waste your time with any irrelevant details. What happened was that our daughter came out with blonde hair and pale blue eyes, while my husband and I have brown hair and brown eyes. My husband freaked out at this and refused to listen to my explanation that sometimes babies are born with lighter hair and eyes that get darker over time. He demanded a paternity test and threatened to divorce me if I didn't comply, so I did. After my daughter and I got home from the hospital, my husband went to stay at his parents' house for the first 3 weeks to get some space from me. While I recovered and he told them what was happening, my mother-in-law called and informed me that if the paternity test revealed that the child wasn't his, she would do anything within her power to make sure that I was taken to the cleaners during the divorce. Had my sister to lean on and help me take care of the baby during this. We got the results back yesterday, and my husband came home to view them with me. I was on the couch in the living room, so he sat next to me and we started to read the results. They showed that he was the father, and my husband had this shocked, kind of mortified look on his face, with eyes wide as he stared at it. I couldn't help but say, "I told you so," and started laughing at the way he looked. My husband snapped out of his shock and got mad at me for laughing at him. We argued for a bit, which was mainly him yelling at me, before my sister came downstairs and my husband shut up. After that, my husband went back to his parents' house to clear his head, and 2 to 3 hours later, my mother-in-law called to scold me about laughing in my husband's face, because apparently it was kicking him while he was down. She's also left a couple of nasty texts essentially saying the same thing this morning. I don't think I'm an asshole, but I would like an outsider perspective on this. Opie adds an edit that says, "Since someone asked in the comments, but I can't find it anymore, I have zero history of cheating." So dude clearly doesn't understand genetics and just had this massive meltdown and ran off to his parents' house, got his mum to start calling you saying that they're going to take you to the cleaners. That would have been it in itself, but yeah, for them to come round to check out the results, I would have pissed myself laughing at the same time. And wasn't apologetic in any way, not that's going to fix things, but didn't apologise after the results came in. He ran off again to clear his head, and mummy calls up to tell you off about laughing because you was kicking him while he was down because of his own thought process. So yeah, the husband's a piece of work, but I'm also side-eyeing the rest of the family that they didn't take your side in this as well and question the behavior of him. They automatically took his side and started scolding you, harassing you about it. But pneumatically says, "My husband and I both have dark brown hair and dark eyes. Our child equals blonde and blue eyes. Has Opie's husband never heard of recessive genes?" Crystal Queen says, "Not the asshole. Fuck that guy. Not only doesn't he have a basic grasp of genetics, he threw a tantrum and left you immediately after having the baby to struggle alone for almost a month. He's lucky all you did was laugh in his face." Little Piggy says, "Also, in my opinion, he's projecting his own infidelity. Sorry you're going through that, OP." And there were some other people suggesting this as well, and we have seen that kind of behavior in the past, so it wouldn't be that surprising. Alice Mum says, "So are we laughing while serving him divorce papers? What's the move, girl?" Buffalo says, "I'm a married man and I want to divorce this guy." Character Figure says, "This is insane. He abandoned you postpartum and forced you to take care of a newborn baby by yourself while healing. My husband and I have a baby that looks nothing like either of us. She came out with strawberry blonde hair and blue eyes, while we both have brown hair and brown eyes. We both just said, wow, genetics are crazy, and moved on. I'm sorry for what you're going through while being freshly postpartum with a newborn. And one more comment who says, for real, I'd group message dear mother-in-law and husband and say that your son abandoned me for 3 weeks postpartum, leaving me alone to care for, edit, our newborn while still healing, because apparently none of you ever learned how biology works. And now that it's been proven how very wrong you both were, both in your assumptions and treatment of me, you have the audacity to get upset with me for laughing. That's the real joke. The appropriate response at the bare, and I mean bare minimum, would be a groveling apology, and instead you are doubling down. Enjoy not being involved in my daughter's life. Keep your son. We will see who's going to the cleaners now. So around 2 months later, Opie comes in with an update and says, I start this post off by saying thank you for all the advice and support I was given. You all given me the firm kick in the ass to divorce my ex. Also sorry for leaving you in the lurch for the past 2 months. Alright, here's the update. After making my post, I decided to search for divorce lawyers in my area with my sister. It took a while, but I managed to find and meet with one who was willing to do virtual consultations. During this, my ex was not contacting me at all, but I did reach out to see if he was okay. Eventually, once he actually got served, my ex came back to our house and tried pleading with me not to go through with a divorce. He said he loved me more than anyone and that we could go to couples therapy. During this, my ex slipped up and admitted to cheating on me when he first left me. He said that he got caught up with his co-worker when trying to explain his weeks-long absence. At first, I didn't realize who he was talking about because he referred to her by nickname. Think Viv over Vivian. But my brain kicked back into gear and asked if that getting caught up with her was code for that he fucked her. My ex stumbled over his words and tried to dodge the question, but he seemed to realize that I wasn't going to let up on this pretty quickly. He admitted to going to her for emotional support before our baby was born, since he was nervous about being a dad, and eventually fucking her during the time he left. So you guys were right about him cheating. I'd heard enough at that point and told my ex point blank we were going to divorce, no ifs, ands or buts about it, and that I wanted 50-50 custody. Would only be speaking about the divorce, custody arrangements and our daughter herself after this. My ex just nodded to what I was saying and asked if he could see our daughter. I was a bit hesitant but said yes and called my sister to have her bring our daughter down to the living room. My ex held our daughter and talked to the baby for a bit before leaving. My sister asked me if I was alright after he was gone and I told her I was okay. My mother-in-law did try to harass me over the phone about divorcing my ex, but by then I'd already blocked her, so she went to my sister instead. I guess my mother-in-law was never told that I own the house my ex and I previously shared, since she texted my sister saying that I was going to be on the streets. Well, my mother-in-law most certainly knows that now, since my ex is now living with her and moved out. My ex has seen our daughter a few times. Those visits were awkward to say the least, but I managed. Hopefully, I won't have to give you guys any more updates about this. And just a couple of the top comments after this. Fire or Water Kai says, I wonder if her being willing to make a child homeless plays any role, or is OP just stuck? OP says, I think she assumed that if I got kicked out, my daughter would be stuck with my ex, rather than me taking my daughter with me and staying at my parents' house. User says, so he wrongly accused you of cheating and turns around and cheats on you. Thank goodness you're divorcing him and leaving him and his mother behind. Best of luck to you and your daughter. Heck No No says, right of first refusal or assuring priority of parental care. This refers to situations where a parent is unable to meet an obligation for the care of the child during their scheduled time. They must then contact the other parent to offer them to have the child before they use another family member or babysitter over the other parent. But if your ex has the baby but just drops her off at his mother's house and takes off, you can take your child back home with you or eventually get more custody time if he is not using his custody time to be with his child. And one more comment from Space Commuter who says, I don't think 50-50 custody is the right thing here. He has no parental instincts for his child at all, even denying he was the father. Up to this point, it sounds like he hasn't even fed her or changed the diaper. shouldn't turn her over to him half the time. He'll probably just hand her off to the mother-in-law to raise. You should be going for full custody based on him abandoning you and your daughter after the birth, as well as refusing to believe he was the father. He should pay child support and not corrupt his daughter further. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And our next story does have an update as well from Fake Name from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit, and says, would I be the arsehole if I rescinded my offer to pay for a friend's birthday dinner after they picked somewhere I can't eat? My friend Luke is turning 40, and I offered to pay for him and a group of our friends to have dinner anywhere Luke wanted. Luke knows I've been vegan since my 20s, and it's never been an issue before. When I asked where he made reservations, he said a local barbecue place that is famous here for having a menu that mocks people who don't eat meat. Like literally has a section that says, vegetarian options, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I asked what he expected me to eat, and he got huffy and said, well, it's his birthday, so it shouldn't matter. I should eat before getting there and just order drinks while everyone else eats dinner and still enjoy everyone's company, etc. This sounds miserable to me. I had zero expectations of Luke picking somewhere vegan friendly. Hell, I expected him to pick a steakhouse and would have been fine with a salad and some sides. I didn't expect him to choose somewhere that prides themselves on being on meat, being in every single dish on the menu. I want to tell him never mind and buy him a traditional birthday gift instead, but feel like a massive arsehole for taking back my offer. I don't know what to do, to be honest. Edited to add, this is a group of 9, so I'm also feeling miffed about spending $300+ on a meal I can't eat. Second edit, the exact text I sent. Hey, I want to take you and the friend fam out to dinner for your birthday. Make a reservation somewhere and let me know. Now, I'm trying to find some excuse that he didn't know or something, you know, because this is meant to be your friend. And this guy is just taking the piss. You were massively generous to offer to take a group of 9 people out, pay for their meals. If I was that person who had that offer, I'm not sure I'd be able to accept it anyway. But I'd also be saying, I know Opie offered me, but let's work together to find a place that we both enjoy. Seeing as, you know, you're paying for all of it. But instead, he has this attitude as where he gets huffy and says, it's my birthday, so it shouldn't matter. Just eat before you get there and order drinks. Which it would have been one thing if, you know, somehow, some way, he forgot and he went, oh my God, yeah, I'm so sorry. Let's find somewhere that can accommodate you at the same time. Not just, nah, go eat before you come and get drinks. After you said that you're going to pay for it, what a bizarre attitude. And seriously got me side-eyeing. Is that really a friend? But Head of Harlot says, not the arsehole. I get that you offered and said he could pick anywhere he wanted. This is extremely generous of you. So generous, in fact, that you should have at least been considered when picking the venue. Even on people's birthdays, my friend group makes sure to pick restaurants that cater to everyone's dietary restrictions and allergies. That's what you do when you care about your friends. The choice he made feels very intentional on his part, and not in a good way. Honestly, it seems he thought it would be funny to humiliate you. He's using the fact that it's his birthday to get away with it. Luke doesn't sound like a great friend. How you handle this is up to you. I personally would tell him that choosing the one restaurant that intentionally excludes people like you is very telling, and you would not be participating. Tony Raine says, make a joke out of it by saying something like, come on, man, you know I'm vegan. Quit fucking with me and pick a place where I can eat as well, or you're on your own. Which intro reply saying, I agree with this, light-hearted way of letting them know that you can't believe you'd pick a place where you can't eat, then have you pick up the bill. He should either have chosen a different place or politely declined your offer since the venue was already decided. Old Smokey says, clear not the arsehole. A lot of people saying that gifts don't have strings attached, to which I would say, they sure can. You made that up. Plenty of gifts have implicit or explicit conditions. Further, you didn't offer to just give him a few $100 for dinner. You offered to buy dinner for a group of which you are a member. If you can't participate in the dinner, then it isn't a dinner for the group and does not meet the qualifications of your offer. So 3 days later, OP comes in with an update and says, hey folks, this may not be the dramatic update you all wanted, but here we go. First, clear some things up. Many of their comments assumed I was a man and Luke was trying to emasculate me somehow. I'm a 41-year-old woman, and our friend group that was invited are 4 women and 6 men. 4 of those people are spouses, and the other 6 of us have known each other since college after living in the same academic focus house senior year, an off-campus housing option where people who share a concentration can apply for and live in standalone houses off campus that are university owned. That's a story for another time, just trying to give context. After deciding to just cancel and take a break from my friendship with Luke, I got a text from our friend Susan letting me know that Luke had told everyone where we were gonna eat. Without prompting, got several texts back along the lines of, hilarious, but where are we really eating? Without any drama, I guess Luke realized he had made a mistake, and I got a text later in the day from him saying he was sorry and had decided on a different spot. Luke has always been a bit oblivious and bad with social cues, and I'm bad at confrontation, which was a bad mix. Dinner was last night and it went great. Everyone was making fun of Luke for the initial choice, but he took it in his stride and we all had a great time catching up and being away from our respective kids for a night. Sorry for the boring update. Now, if I'm going to be completely honest, then you know, it may be a bad take, but I'm willing to accept it. I'm not sure how I feel about that update. Luke, in the first part of the story, Luke told OP, you know, just have some food before you come out and you can just sit and have drinks and basically watch us eat our food. So whatever happened in this update, it just feels like Luke was trying to save face. He was going to be doing this barbecue restaurant. It was just that several people in this friend group bit back and he thought to himself, oh shit, I best change it really quick here. So like I said, I'm not sure how I feel about that one. Let me know how you guys, some people in the update were saying, you know, this is a good update. But let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And, you know, let's have one more cheeky story. And this story comes from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit. It doesn't have an update as yet. It's from Glazer54, who says, am I the arsehole for telling a doctor to shut up on a turbulent flight? I-30 male was on a flight from Atlanta to LAX last night. Packed flight. Everyone just trying to get some sleep. About 2 hours in, the lights come on and an announcement crackles through the intercom. Turbulence ahead. Fasten seatbelts. Pretty standard stuff. Then all hell breaks loose. This woman, maybe late 40s, impeccably dressed, starts freaking out, screaming about air pockets, demanding to speak to the pilot, the whole 9 yards. Flight attendant, super patient lady bless her, tries to calm her down, explains it's standard procedure. Turbulence is normal. Nope, not having it. This lady, who we'll name Jane, throws a fit. Not the screeching nails on a chalkboard kind, but a cold, steely fury. She accuses the flight attendant of lying, of putting everyone in danger, and demands to be deplaned immediately. Flight attendant says that it's not possible mid-flight. And Jane launches into this whole spiel about how she's a doctor, pulls out an ID to prove it, and if something happens, it's on the airline. Now, the rest of the plane is awake. People are grumbling, some looking scared. A baby starts crying. Flight attendant is trying to reason with Jane, but it's like talking to a brick wall. Finally, I just lose it. I yell out, probably a little too loudly. Look, lady, we all get turbulence. It's not a 5-star resort, but it's safe. Sit down and shut up before you get yourself arrested. And everyone stares at me. Jane spins around, eyes blazing, and starts in on me about disrespecting a medical professional. I fire back that a real doctor wouldn't be causing a scene and freaking everyone out. A flight attendant dives in, trying to mediate, but the damage is done. We hit some turbulence, not terrible, but enough to jostle the plane. Jane freaks again, and some people start getting panicky. I feel awful. Maybe I made things worse. The flight attendant gives me a look that could curdle milk, but then steers Jane away to talk to her privately. By the time we land, things are calmer, but the tension is thick. Jane gives me a withering look as she disembarks, and a few people mutter thanks under their breath. So, am I the arsehole? Did I just escalate a bad situation, or was I right to shut down a meltdown that was putting other passengers on edge? I'm honestly not sure. And we're starting the comments with Chalk in Boots, who says you're the arsehole, but unknowingly. The crew are trained to handle these sorts of situations, and you and your frustration escalated it. I fly a lot. I'm also a very big guy who looks like he can handle himself. It's kind of an unwritten rule that if there's an aggressive passenger, I sit the fuck down but pay attention, don't jump in, don't risk making things worse in an attempt to fix the issue. Sit down, shut up, and if the crew need help, they'll ask. Do you ever watch or play netball? Unlike a lot of sports where players will call for the ball, open players in netball say, here if you need, or imagine going to the supermarket and you see someone with a pallet stocking shelves. You don't just start grabbing stuff and putting it on the shelf saying, I'm just trying to help. Let the professional handle it. Nope says you're the arsehole. It doesn't matter that you're being rude to a fake doctor. It matters that you're disrespectful to the flight attendant and the other passengers. You're not Batman performing some distasteful but necessary vigilanteism. You're just a second loud arsehole yelling at the first arsehole. OK Perception says, I don't know a single doctor who would behave that way. The only scenario that would make sense if she's an alcoholic with a fear of flying. You're the arsehole for escalating a bad situation. Let the flight attendants deal with it. They're trained to do so. Yelling at someone who is angry or in the middle of a panic attack isn't helpful. Has being yelled at when you're angry or afraid ever helped you? And one more comment from Small Trees Dreams, who says, you're the arsehole. If the flight attendants were being physically overwhelmed by a violent passenger, or something that I could see getting involved, or perhaps if you're a therapist or somehow trained in mental health support or conflict resolution, you could identify yourself to the flight attendants and offer your help and expertise. As it is, all you did is yell at an anxious person and escalated the situation. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. Put yourself in OP's position. Would you ever shout out like that or not? Do you think OP made it worse, or would you be happy if someone did that in that situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.